And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Where, Oh Where Have Our Little Dogs Gone? Sparky has one of the cutest little dogs you've ever seen. He's a little toy Boston Bull. His name is Bunny. He likes to stay around the house. He likes people. He's a very good little dog. We enjoy him very much. But lately, he's been acting very strange. He runs off and stays away from the house all day long. This has Sparky puzzled, and me too, because we don't know where he goes. As today's chapter begins, Sparky's talking on the telephone in the living room of our little house all the way up the next block.
Yeah, that's right, Nancy. They're supposed to be light gray with red letters on them.
What are you talking about?
The frost, Nancy? They're solid red except for three stripes, a blue one, a white one, and another blue one around the middle.
Oh, he must be talking to Maxie Finster about the baseball uniforms their team is getting. Almost forgot about them.
Yeah, that's right. A blue cap with a red piece and a button on top, just like the Cincinnati Reds wear. Oh, yes, and a white C on the front of the cap. That stands for the Chevrolet Merchants.
New name for their ball club.
Well, look, Nancy, I explained that at the last meeting of our club. Where were you? The reason we had to change the name of our baseball team is because each player on our team is sponsored by a different merchant out here in Cheviot.
Except the boys who wear uniforms with Mama and Papa Krausmeyer's Butcher Shop printed across the back, because the Krausmeyers are sponsoring two boys.
Well, we can't call ourselves the Cincinnati Merchants, Max. All the merchants who are sponsoring the players on our team are in Cheviot. But there are other suburbs in Cincinnati, too, you know, Nancy.
That's why he's having a hard time getting Maxie to understand it.
Well, I'm glad you finally understand. Okay, well, we'll have another meeting and I'll go over the whole thing again just to make sure that everybody understands that the grand order of the glorious knights of the Mystic Secret Circle is just a little too long to have printed across the front of your farm.
A little too long? Boy.
Yeah, they'll be delivered. That's right, the new uniforms will be delivered sometime this week. All right, Nike. Okay, I'll see you tonight. Sure, Max. Okay, Nike. Okay. Let's see. I have Leather Batista playing center field and leading off. Then let's see. Just Kitty McGrinch in bat second and play first base. And then Charlie Cameron, our second baseman, will bat third.
What are you writing in the notebook there, Sparky?
Huh?
What are you doing there?
Oh, I'm taking and figuring.
Taking and figuring? What in the world do you mean by that?
Taking and figuring?
Yeah.
Oh, that's just something Smiling Sam Bishop always says when he's doing something. You know, like when you say, well, I have to think about that. Well, Smiling Sam would say, I'm going to take and figure.
Oh, I see. Well, what are you taking and figuring about?
Well, I'm making up a lineup for our baseball team. We play our first game of the season this Saturday, you know.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I didn't even know your team had been doing any practicing as yet.
Oh, sure. We've practiced about four times already.
Oh, good. Did I overhear you talking to Maxie Finster on the telephone just a moment ago?
Yeah, and he called to see if our new uniforms have been delivered yet. I told him that they'd be delivered sometime this week.
Yeah, so I heard.
Yeah. Boy, where did you see them, Big John? Boy, are they ever keen looking.
Yeah, I know. I could hear you describing them to Maxie with the stripes and all that. Did you get a bunny uniform for your dog, Bunny, or isn't he going to be your mascot this year?
Well, sure, but we can get him a new uniform. I mean, the one you wore last year was good enough.
Hey, speaking of Bunny, I wonder where he is. He's been gone from the house all day again today.
Yeah, I wonder where he goes every day,
Mason. Wish I knew.
Me too.
Something mighty strange going on around here.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I don't know exactly what I mean. That's just part of the strangeness of it all. All I know is, every morning at exactly the same time, Bunny wants to go outside, and then he runs around in the backyard for a while, and all of a sudden, the next thing I know, he's gone, just gone.
Where did he go?
I don't know. That's what's so strange. I've never seen him leave the backyard. He always seems to get out of the yard without me seeing him go.
He doesn't become invisible, does he?
No. Hate to disappoint you, but it's nothing like that.
Oh. Well, I wonder where he goes. He's away from the house all day, too, doesn't he?
Yeah, except for his meals. Usually comes home around noon for his dinner.
Usually? You mean he doesn't always come home for dinner?
No, not all the time. Sometimes he doesn't get back until supper time.
Uh-oh, telephone's ringing. The telephone's ringing.
Well, answer it, please.
Hello? Oh, hello, Globby. What's on your mind, Glob, old boy?
Well, telephone call from Globby. Glob is trouble. Wonder what's on good old Glob's mind.
My dog's not here. No, he isn't. Why do you ask?
It's odd that Gobby should ask about Bunny just when we were talking about him. The dog.
Can you leave the house? Oh. I don't know about 8:30 this morning. Why, Gobby, old boy? What are you getting at?
Yeah, what's he getting at there? Tell him to come to the point.
No, he hasn't been home since you left this morning. Why are you asking, Gobby? I mean, did he see Bunny somewhere? Did he live at your house?
Ask him what he's driving as, Sparky.
That's all you got to say right now, huh, Gobby?
Well,
look, why don't you tell me why you asked all the questions? Gobby? Hey, Gobby! Huh, he hung up.
Huh?
Well, what do you think of that? Hey, did you hear the questions Gobby just asked me?
Yeah, they were all about Bunny, weren't they?
Yeah.
Wonder what Globby knows about the reason Bunny disappears every day like he does.
I don't know, but I'm just going to find out.
Yeah.
Globby hung up on me before I had a chance to ask him some questions of my own. You should call
him back and find out what he was getting at. Sure was strange. He called up just as we were talking about it. It's kind of a coincidence there.
Tell me. Line's busy. Must have called somebody else already.
Well, you might as well hang up. The line's busy.
Now, Bichon, why would Bobby Glovesgrottle call up and ask if Bunny was home? And how long Bunny has been away from the house?
I have speaking suspicion that my theory about something unusual going on around here is true.
You think Bobby knows about it? Do you think he's in on it?
I don't know if he's in on it, but he certainly must know something.
Oh, telephone ringing again. Perhaps that's Robbie calling back. I'll answer it,
St.
John. Okay. Hello? Oh, hello.
Who is it?
Yeah, hi, Charlie.
Oh, Charlie.
What's on your mind, Charlie, old boy?
Oh, Charlie Clamerding.
It's my dog, Bunny. He's been acting funny lately. Yeah. Hey, listen. What's going on around here, Charlie?
It's getting to be the cry of the day. What is going on around here? Now Charlie Clamerding's asking about Sparky Dog Bunny. Sparky Dog Bunny, too.
Yeah.
That's really something.
Glovey just called you, too.
Yeah, tell him Glovey just called.
Yeah, that's right. Bunny's been going out early in the morning and staying away from the house all day. But why, Charlie? Why do you ask?
Yeah, why does Charlie ask? Everybody...
What?
What?
You know, he's been doing the same thing.
What happened?
And you think Glovey's dog has been, too? Come on, I wonder what's up. Hey, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, Charlie, listen. Rabbit Ass has got a dog, and so is Smile and Sam. Well, you call Rabbit Ass, and I'll call Smile and Sam and ask him, okay? Okay. Yeah, so long. Just a minute, John. I've got a very important phone call to make, but I'll tell you just as soon as I finish making it. Hello? Smile Sam? This is Sparky. Yeah. Oh, fine, Smile Sam. Smile Sam, the reason I called is I was wondering if your dog, Dr. Farnsworthy, has been acting strange lately.
Dr. Farnsworthy?
Yeah, well, what's he been doing? Yeah, right.
Crazy name for
it. Listen, Smile Sam. Something mighty strange is going on around here. Because my dog, Bunny, Charlie's dog, Jughead, Robbie's dog, Bunyan, and they've all been doing the same thing your dog is doing. You bet we're going to investigate, Smile Sam. I'll see you. So long. Hey, Big Sean. Something mighty funny is sure going on around here. Charlie's dog, Robbie's dog, Smile Sam's dog, and my dog are all acting the same way. They're leaving the house early in the morning, and they don't come home till supper time. Boy, if you ask me to... Oh, there it goes again. Excuse me, just a minute. I'll get it. Hello? Oh, hello, Charlie. You called Rabbit Ass? Is that so? What? Not only Rabbit Ass, but Cheryl's dogs and Baby's dogs and the Wonderland Twins' dogs are all doing the same thing? Boy, Charlie, if you ask me, we sure have got a regular mystery on our hands. Yeah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Yeah, well, okay, Charlie. It looks like we're going to have a special meeting of our club back in the clubhouse back in Wonderland Twins. Right, when all the dogs in the neighborhood start acting funny and go off somewhere early in the morning and don't come back till late at night, that's all for a special investigation. So, yeah, listen, Charlie, spread the word. We have a special meeting just 1 hour from now. Everybody be back at the staff set. And tell Master to bring the detective outfit. We might need his equipment. Okay, Charlie, I'll see you in the clubhouse in Wilberding Woods in 1 hour. Yeah, okay, so on. Well, okay, guys, get ready for a special meeting. I don't know. I'll let you know if I find out anything, okay?